It's time for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Part City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's time now for Red Raider Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening from Edgar. Welcome to Red Raider Girls Basketball on WXCO 98.9. I'm Tom Weaver. Glad to be with you on this Thursday night. A Marawood South matchup as the Marathon girls. They come in at 10-2 overall. 5-2 in the Marawood South. They've won 9 of 10. And playing some pretty good basketballs. We'll hear shortly coming up from Raiders head coach Jeff Schneider. Raiders 44-17 winners at Wausau East on Tuesday, as they got back in the winning ways after falling to Auburndale last week Tuesday, 42-33. Tell you what, that snapped a 9-game winning streak for the Red Raiders. Did that loss to Auburndale after their early November loss to Stratford. That's it, 10-2, 5-2, and they've won 9-10. Edgar, a team very much rebuilding. They lost all five starters from a year ago. They come in at 6-10, 2-6 overall. However, they've won 3 of their last 4, getting conference wins over Newman and Athens. On Monday, a 37-34 win at Loyal. Brandy Halverson, 13 points there for the Wildcats, who again 6-10 overall, 2-6 in the Marawood South. Raiders simply got to take care of the basketball, get things going here as they'll try to get a win here on this Thursday night. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Raiders head coach Jeff Schneider as our Red Raider pregame show rolls on. This is Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
CO tonight, Marawood South girls matchup. Marathon girls on the road at Edgar. Always a good matchup here in Edgar. We talk now with Raiders head coach Jeff Schneider. And coach, before we get to a big matchup for you, 10-2. You know, I haven't seen you in a couple weeks here, but coaches are never happy, but relatively happy with how you've transpired through a dozen games here?
Absolutely. You know, kids have worked hard, and we work hard every day to try to get better. And, you know, we've been fortunate to you know, have some good success so far on the win-loss, you know, record. But, you know, we know it's going to be tough, and we've got a lot of tough opponents coming up, especially tonight.
Yeah. As you do that, and you've come through, anything sticking out to you that's gone particularly well for you so far here?
You know, I think we've done a decent job of, you know, we talked about we have a lot of depth, and we want to play fast, we want to play with some pace, and I think we've done that. I think we've worn teams down defensively. I would say probably the best thing we've done is just get after the ball as consistently throughout the game, and then you know, try to wear teams down, that, you know, whether they're with fouls or they're tired. And, you know, I think we've done that. And I think it's a big credit to our kids, how hard they play and they work hard and are willing to get after it.
Tuesday night, nice win for you over Wausau East. I think maybe one of the positive things that came out of COVID is schools will schedule people. You know, before there may have been like, whatever here. But, you know, you're seeing more of these local teams, no matter the size, play each other. And that's good for the area, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and East is a little bit down. But, they, you know, had the last few years have had been competitive. And, you know, for us, it's a great opportunity to play in their gym, in a bigger gym. And, it was a good experience.
All right, Edgar here tonight. What's your scouting report on the Wildcats?
Well, they're just super athletic, super quick, and super aggressive. So, you know, we just got to be super strong with the ball and be able to get our heads up and move it, attack when we can, get the ball hopefully into the, you know, near the basket and some of our kids and, you know, and then defend well enough. They've been shooting the three really well lately, so we have to really do a good job of closing out, keeping in front, keeping good gaps, and you know, trying to make them earn everything.
A couple times I've seen you this year, it seems like your shots are dropping a little more. You're getting some confidence going, and you know, in the past, I know that's good. You know, if you struggled coming out, things went slow, it was hard to get the ball rolling here. It seems like that's been better for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a battle, and you know, it's amazing, you know, you see kids and professionals that can really shoot it. Is how do you just keep, got to keep shooting it. And that's what we say. It's, you know, we want you know, paint touches, we want post catches, and you know, we want to get it back out and we want to shoot it with confidence. And they are, and you know, we'll continue to get better.
How was this group for you, you know, kind of away from the court here? This is a pretty tight group. I know you've had, especially with a school your size, you know, everybody's a tight group here. But, you know, you've had some that are certainly tighter than others. Where does this group fit in?
Well, it's a credit to our senior. We have 8 seniors, which I think is maybe one of the most in the area, if not in, you know, the state, which is a huge credit to these kids. And so it's a nice mix of them, some juniors and some sophomores. And you know, they've done a good job of meshing, and you know, we just got to keep working together and you know, keep playing hard.
All right, keep playing hard here tonight. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Raiders head coach Jeff Schneider. Stay tuned. We're coming up on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
All right, back here in Edgar, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO. Marathon Girls getting set to take on Edgar. Let's take a look at the Merriwood South standings through games of last week. Wisconsin Rapids Assumption, number 3 ranked team amongst Division 5, according to Wisports.net coaches poll, remains at the top at 7-0, 10-1 overall. Stratford at 7-1, Auburndale 6-2, Marathon 5-2, Edgar 2-6, Newman 1-7. Earlier games this week, Edgar beat Loyal 37-34. Auburndale hammered Rosholt 69-33. And as we said, it was Marathon over Wausau East 44-17. Other games tonight, Newman is at Assumption, Stratford is at Auburndale, Marathon is at Edgar. Our next broadcast of the Raider Girls coming up on Tuesday night. Be their next game. They'll host Stratford at the Marathon Gym. We're on the air with pregame programming at about 7 o'clock there. So that is what is transpiring here in the Merriwood South. These two teams last meeting, back on December the 12th, a 44-26 win for Marathon. Miley Helke with 18 points, Savannah Kepke with 8 points. Marathon went 0-2 against Edgar a year ago. So broke the losing streak there and got them off to a good start here. 10-2 so far here for the Marathon Red Raiders through a dozen games here as we get into the full-on stretch here of the January-February schedule and the grind of things. We're going to step out. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get our starting lineups and then the opening tip. It is Marathon and Edgar, Merriwood South girls basketball. Our starting lineups is coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
Mac & Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Parts City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back here at Edgar, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO. Here's our starting lineup tonight. First of all, for the Edgar Wildcats, it is the sophomore Isabella Kaiser, also senior Emery Borkert. It is junior Brandy Halverson, Chloe Mellenberger, a senior, and Savannah Kepke is a junior. It is Halverson, their leading scorer, at 9.1 points a game. Natalia Radke at 7 points a game. Savannah Kepke at 5.8 points a game. And Emery Borkert, at 4.8 points per game. For the Red Raiders of Marathon, it is 5'10 junior Miley Helke averaging 12.4 points per game. 6 foot junior Emma Love averaging 10.7 points a game. Caden Sapinski is a 5'5 senior averaging 2.1 points per game. It is Kyla Heisey, a 5'9 senior averaging 4 points a game. And 5'3 senior Chen Pakatong, 3.6 points per game. Head coach of the Raiders, Jeff Schneider, assisted by Hannah Franke, Chuck Baldeschweider, Haley Kramer, Nicole Mishka, and Allison Wolf. Nicole Nowak in her second season as the head coach of the Wildcats, assisted by Brandon Kaiser and Devin Sizen. So, we are set to go here. Marathon and Edgar, good crowd for Marathon here on the road. Let's see here. Raider boys will be right back here tomorrow night, 7:15. All right, set to go. Here is the opening tip. It is Emma Love getting it back to Chen Pang Pakatong, and the Raiders control the opening tip. We are underway from Edgar. Merriwood South girls matchup for the Red Raiders. Here's Kyla Heisey with it. Heisey far side for Miley Helke. Helke looks to dribble down the lane. Nothing there. Hands it off to Caden Sapinski. Sapinski, little shake and bake there to get free. Now coming top of the key. Heisey once again. Heisey far corner. Raiders lose it momentarily, but now held in by Sapinski and a traveling call. Raiders Struggling a little bit on the possession here. Turned it over here. It'll be Edgar basketball here. 17:31 to go here in the first half. Still looking for a first bucket. Raiders come in averaging 44.75 points per game. They give up 33.6. We're on the Edgar numbers here when we get a minute because it is Brandy Halverson. Halverson, far corner to Emery Borkert. Borkert, now they'll swing it around. Top of the key comes. Baseline jumper is up and good. That is a Chloe Mellenberger. Bucket for two. Edgar with the 2-0 lead. Now the Raiders turn it over again. A long outlet pass ahead, but a layup is missed. Putback is up and good. It is Savannah Koepke for two. A couple of quick buckets here for the Wildcats, and they lead 4-0. Full court pressure here by Edgar, and the Raiders throw it away. Nope, tip, they'll say, on the way through. Did not see that there up the near sideline. So out of bounds it goes. It'll stay with Marathon. 16:46 to go. A four-point lead for Edgar, 4-0. Caden Sapinski will do the honors here, midcourt on the near side. And we'll inbound it in the backcourt to Chenpeng Pakatong. All right, top of the key, Kyla Heise. Heise surveys it up. Now she'll go to the dribble down the lane. Now gives it up. Bounce pass to Emma Love here on the near side. Love, couple of dribbles to the top of the key. Nothing there, so she'll turn around and start over. Pakatong with it. And she'll look to drive. Now gives up her dribble. She's in trouble. Tipped inside. Love got a hand on it. The Raiders turn it over again. Third straight possession with a turnover for the Raiders and a long outlet pass ahead. Easy layup good there by Emery Borkert. And Jeff Schneider is going to take a 30-second timeout. 16:12 to go here in the first half. 6-0 Edgar. Our timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City. Here on 98.9 WXCO.
At People State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with Peoples, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely Peoples approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, three turnovers has led to three buckets here for the Wildcats. Edgar leading Marathon 6-0. 16:10 to go, first half. Jeff Schneider's first time out of the half. Pakatong ahead. And Miley Helke trying to calm things down. She'll come across half court. She's going to drive right down the lane. Dishes near corner. Love, open three from the near corner. Got it. Emma Love steps up. Raiders needed that. She drilled it. 6-3 is now the Edgar lead. And now bringing the ball up here, Isabella Kaiser. Kaiser on the dribble, shakes Pakatong loose. Up ahead, up the far sideline, and into the far corner. Now they'll spin with it, get it into Brandy Halverson. Turning shot, that's up and good. Isabella Kaiser with the bucket there. And the lead back to 5 at 8-3. Still full court pressure. Sapinski, long outlet pass ahead. Top of the key, Helke. Raiders will set the offense. Helke into the lane, tied up defensively. Back to Sapinski. To Emma Love. Her and Sapinski play catch with it out high. And they'll lob it beautifully inside. Layup good. Emma Love back-to-back buckets here for the Raiders. And it's 8-5 as we approach just about 3 minutes into this one. Far side stolen away. Oh, Sapinski got a hand on it, but it went out of bounds.
In for the Wildcats, number 2, Trewicki.
So let's see here. Addison Trewicki is in. It is Georgia Knetter as well. One other that I didn't catch here. Actually, it's Kendall Applebeck. Yeah. Applebeck baseline up. Shot over Love. She blocked the shot good. And then it's knocked out of bounds. But Chenpeng Pakatong able to save it in, and she will hold it. Raiders with it ahead quickly. Sapinski underneath. Beautiful pass. Oh, layup short there by Kyla Heise. Raiders had an open look at the bucket. Couldn't finish. 8-5 Edgar, 14:35 to go, first half. Edgar, couple of dribbles, now top of the key. They'll reset the offense with Borkert. Borkert loops it into the far corner for Trewicki. Trewicki in, lost the handle on it. Raiders force a turnover here. Pakatong down on the floor, and the Wildcats get it back, and then a wide open three from the near side. That's off the back iron, no good. Helke will chase the rebound down in the far corner. Helke in to Kyla Heise. Free throw line jumpers and air ball, and that'll go out of bounds. Well, Helke, excuse me, Heise elevating, but couldn't finish. 14:02 to go here, first half. Edgar with an 8-5 lead. Harewood South girls basketball action here. In the Raiders after tonight, a Monday game against Mosinee, or excuse me, a Tuesday game against Stratford. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on WXCO. Down the lane and up and fouled is Emery Borkert. So she misses the shot but draws the foul. And the first foul of the game, I believe, goes to Miley Helke. So that'll be her first. And it will be Emery Borkert that will shoot the pair on the shooting foul here. 30.7% free throw shooting team are the Wildcats. And she makes the first. So the lead is 4. Wildcats scoring 42.3 points per game, giving up 47.3. But they're off to a 4-point lead here, 9-5 with 13:53 to go. First half, second one. Off the back iron, no good. Love elevates for the rebound. She'll lead the charge back the other way. Maven Schneider in the lineup here for the Raiders. Ahead near corner, long range two by Poshik is no good. And the rebound quickly to the Wildcats. Edgar ahead. Work the perimeter here, Emery Borkert. Now she'll go inside. They'll dish it back near side. Open three from the right wing. That's no good. Randy Halverson, but a putback is up and good. It is Emery Borkert with her second bucket of the night. As the Wildcats are getting some good looks here. Now quickly pushing the ball ahead into the lineup here. Caitlin Love for the Red Raiders. Love top of the key here to Macy Mishka. Mishka. Near side, Emma Love to Caitlin Love on the far side. Love around a screen, right down the lane. Lost it on the way through the lane. She got poked in the eye, I believe. She's back up and now ready to go. Fourth turnover of the game here against the Red Raiders. 12:50 to go down the lane. Nifty little dish. Nifty little defense by Love underneath. A wild shot by Applebeck is up, and that's no good. And the Raiders pull down the rebound. They'll charge back the other way. Long outlet pass. That's poked away again. And the Raiders turn it over. Raiders hustling, trying to force it into Maven Schneider, but no good. All right, Raiders extend the defense now, and will set it up out high. Knetter, far corner. Now that goes to Brandy Halverson, a long-range three. That's no good. So it is the Red Raiders with a rebound, and they're back with the ball, and it is Macy Mishka spinning near side, tried to elevate for a shot, now gets it up, left it off the front of the rim short. The Raiders just not getting many good looks here. Credit the Edgar defense so far. 12 minutes to go, first half. 6-point lead for Edgar, 11-5. All right, Poshik D's it up now, far corner. This is Addison Trewicki to Emery Borkert. There's a leaning one-hander. That's no good, and the Raiders get the rebound. And Maven Schneider pushing tempo ahead. Schneider looks to drive. She'll come right down the lane. Picks a defender up. Scoop shot is up and good. Maven Schneider will get the bucket. And we'll get a whistle. What do we have here? All right. And I'm not sure what the time. The ball got away, I believe. But so they're going to allow both teams to get their subs in here. Helke and Sapinski back in the Red Raider lineup here. 11:36 to go, first half. The bucket by Maven Schneider has cut the lead to 11-7. For the Raiders as they trail. Now Edgar will inbound. Kicked out there by Caitlin Love. And they'll inbound now in the far corner. 4-point lead. Raiders have had 5 turnovers so far early. And trying to force one here up the near sideline. And it's held in, whacked loose there by Schneider. She'll hem it into the near side. Now coming in again. Lots of contact here. Edgar able to come back the other way. Knetter, lead pass up ahead from Mellenberger. Mellenberger down the lane. No jumper there. Long range shot from before. That's short there by Knetter. And a pile up in the far corner. And who will come away? They'll get a whistle. We'll finally get a jump ball possession. And the possession arrow stays with Edgar. Well, all kinds of piling up in the far corner. Raiders will bring Kyla Heisey and Chenpeng Pakatong back in the lineup. 11-12 to go, first half. 11-7 is the Edgar lead. Raiders look to D it up here. Inbound, quick inbound here to Savannah Koepke down the lane. Lays it up and good. Her second bucket of the night, and the lead is 5. 13-7, Edgar. Full court pressure here, Pakatong. Now ahead, now they'll push it. Here's Kyla Heisey down. She'll cut it off, go top of the key to Pakatong. Right back to Kyla. Baseline comes, splits a double team. A wild shot up, no good, but the Raiders, good job by Helke to pound the rebound inside. Up, good, but a foul. They're going to say a foul on the floor. Oh, boy. Tough break for the Raiders there. Good hard work inside there by Miley Helke to get the rebound. But we're going to get a foul on Edgar here, and I think it is Isabella Kaiser.
Number one, Kaiser, her first team first.
First team foul against the Raiders. Wicky and Borkert back in the Edgar lineup. 10:47 to go, first half, 13-7. Edgar with the lead. Quick inbound. They'll roll it around. The Raiders out of bounds, but it's knocked out. I'm going to say that it hits Addison Trewicki on the way back and out of bounds. And I think we'll see what we have. They're going to keep it with Marathon. I think we had a little referee discussion here that I think one of the other referees might have come in to try to say something different. Nothing underneath. Shot up, no good. And as it is, Kyla Heisey with the shot off the bottom of the rim. Edgar with a rebound. For the Wildcats, Addison Trewicki dribbles with it. Spin move, dishes far corner. They'll go baseline. A bank shot is blocked out of bounds. And it is for the Red Raiders. Helke with a good block shot there. Out of bounds. It'll be Raider basketball. What are we saying here? Boy, the refs are struggling. Yep, I'm going to say it's Marathon basketball. So, what do we have? So, all right, now they're going to overrule and change and go Edgar. Boy, I tell you what, in the opposite end, they try to do the same thing, nothing doing. And this time around, they'll say off Marathon, and because I think it hit the backboard is what it is. Now, down the lane, layup is good. So it is Addison Trewicki with the bucket, 15-7. So Edgar finding himself with an eight-point lead here. Raiders just no flow offensively here yet. It is, and we'll get a jump ball possession here. As Miley Helke is tied up at the half-court line, it'll stay with Marathon, but it has been all defense here for the Wildcats, really frustrating the Red Raiders. Hafelbeck back in the lineup here for Edgar. 10:08 to go, first half. 15-7 is the Edgar lead. Chenpeng Pakatong sets it, swings it ahead. Love, near corner. Shakes a defender to Helke, far side. Helke around to Pakatong. Pakatong back to Helke on the right hip. A little head move there, down the lane, knocked out of bounds. We're going to get a foul. Yep, a little late whistle here, and some heavy-duty referee groaning here going on, but we'll see. Kendall Applebeck will get the first, second team foul, and the Raiders will inbound here. Two team fouls for Edgar, just one for Marathon. Inbound, they'll loop it in, Kyla Heisey. On the dribble, now backs it up over near side. Helke kind of one-handed, almost lost it out of bounds. Caden Sapinski's checked in here now. She's going to get a squirt down the lane, but nothing there. Spin move goes inside Helke. Double team comes. Helke beats it. Oh, left it just short. Pakatong will battle for the rebound underneath and kept alive by the Raiders. What a job there by Love. Fireside Sapinski for three. That banks out, no good. Raiders to the rebound again, knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say Edgar basketball. I tell you what, Kyla Heisey really battling inside there. On the rebound along with Miley Helke. 9:17 to go here, remains an eight-point lead. Shaking free, Brandy Halverson. Halverson up, they'll go to Applebeck in the far corner. Applebeck traveled to the basketball, yep. Finally a turnover here against Edgar. 9:09 to go, first half. 15-7. Is the lead. Sapinski gives up her dribble early. Now ahead. Heise zips it ahead to Emma Love. Love back to Heise, and they'll reset here. All right, Raiders trying to get their offense set up. Tipped away defensively, and a nice steal here by Emery Borkert. She'll dish off Applebeck down the lane, lays it up and in. Boy, a leaping shot and a turnover here by Marathon. We're going to get a whistle and a full timeout here taken by Marathon. 8:42 to go, first half. It is a 10-point lead for Edgar. A Marathon Part City timeout here on 98.9 WXCO.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number fourseasonsprint@gmail.com.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, back here in Edgar, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO. Red Raider girls, tough go of it so far. They trail by 10, 17-7. Helke up ahead off the nifty pass, leaves it back to Kyla Heise. Heise, top of the key to Sapinski. Senior squad out here now for the Red Raiders, with the exception of Emma Love, I believe. Yep. So, Love on the dribble. Gives it up, is in trouble. Kyla Heise, far side behind the arc. She lost a defender, splits it down the lane. Up, no good, but a foul. And they're going to say the foul before the shot. So no shot there. 8:12 to go. And let's see. It'll go against Emery Borkert, her first. Third team foul.
Emery Borkert, her first team third.
Raiders will inbound. Sapinski lobs it in. Helke, free throw line, wide open jumper. She nails it. First points of the night for Miley Helke. She comes in averaging 12.4 points a game, 17-9, the Edgar lead. And the other thing, the Raiders really haven't gotten anything set up defensively. Long range three from the far side, that's always been no good. And a quick rebound to Emma Love. Raiders one and done for the Wildcats, and Sapinski pushes it back up quickly. Swings it far side to Kyla Heise, to Emma Love in the far corner. Love, boy, defender uptight on her, trying to shake loose in the far corner. Finally does with a bounce pass to Helke. Helke behind the arc, far side. Now spin move in the lane again. Get yourself free. Splits the defense. Layup good. Miley Helke getting it going here for the Red Raiders. 7:25 to go first half. They've cut it to 6. 17-11. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Edgar. Boy, Kyla Heise with a collision here on the near side. You're kind of holding your breath to see if it was a fold or not. So Caitlin Love back in as the line change executed here by Jeff Schneider of three of the five, I guess I should say. Maven Schneider checks in. It is Macy Mishka. And Caitlin Love on the far side, who immediately draws a foul quickly. It'll be her first, just the second team foul here against the Red Raiders. Raiders trail by 6, committed 6 turnovers. And Edgar has played some pretty smothering defense, are the major highlights here through about the first 10 minutes. But the Raiders force a turnover now in the inbound. They'll push it ahead quickly. Nice lob inside. Layup good. Macy Mishka with the layup. Her first bucket of the night. And the Raiders have cut it to 4. 3 quick buckets here by the Raiders. And Edgar now finally bringing it back up. And they'll try to get down. A layup good. This is Savannah Koepke. She's 3 of 3 from the floor for 6. Raiders, Helke near side. Good job to stay in bounds. Macy Mishka Now back to Helke. Helke far side. Caitlin Love down the lane. Fouled! Could she get it to go? No. Oh, boy. But it was fouled as she put the shot up. So she'll head to the free throw line here with 6:42 to go in the half. And it is, I think, Brandy Halverson.
Number 5, Halverson, her first team, fourth at the line.
Fourth team foul. 6:42 to go here, 19-13. Caitlin Love's free throw is good. Raiders are a 49.8% free throw shooting team. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout here taken by Edgar before the second free throw. So we'll step out. Raiders trail at 19-14 on 98.9 WXCO.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
All right, Caitlin Love at the free throw line for the Red Raiders here, trying to cut into a 5-point lead. 6:42 to go, first half. And Love's second free throw is good. So, Caitlin Love. Raiders back to within four, 19-15. Poke free. Oh, boy, this is a tough call as Maven Schneider reaching in. I thought she poked it free cleanly here. And, oh, boy. Leaned a little bit, I think, is what got her. So Maven Schneider with her first third team foul. And now the Raiders are going to put some full court pressure on here. All the turnovers they've had and things like that, they really haven't gotten to get the full court pressure on. And now make him dribble out of it and into the hands here of Kanetter. Kanetter up far side into the hands of Borkert. Borkert, top of the key, or Halverson, excuse me. Halverson now with a forced long shot. That banks nowhere good and they'll go out of bounds. Chloe Mellenberger with the shot there. Mellenberger averaging 4.8 points a game. Not close, just kind of a weird kind of running one-hander from just inside the three-point arc between the free throw line. Clanked out, Raiders rattling for the rebound, and Edgar knocked it out. Here's Maven Schneider now bringing the ball up. I'm going to pick her up. She'll come, leaves top of the key. Macy Mishka got to the free throw line, now to Caitlin Love. Love near side to Schneider. Schneider. Inside they go. Schneider, a good cut to the bucket, lost a double team. Layup good. Beautiful body position here by Maven Schneider. And Schneider's bucket puts the Raiders to within two at 19-17. Now, far side. Will Edgar lose it out of bounds? No, but they're going to have to hustle to get it. We're going to get a whistle and a timeout here taken by Edgar. Let's see. Edgar timeout. They're going to take a full timeout here. 5:44 to go in the first half. Our timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon. 19-17, Edgar. We'll come back and have more here on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
All right, a little nice little 8-0 run here by the Red Raiders. It's gotten to them within two. 19-17, Edgar, 5:44 to go in the first half. Edgar taking the timeout here. Was having trouble getting the ball inbound, so it will be Emery Borkert. Will inbound right in front of the Edgar bench. She'll loop it in, gets it in the hands of Chloe Mellenberger. Mellenberger almost lost it. Now they'll come inside baseline. Double team comes. They'll come back. A three on the near side is well short. That time by Brandy Halverson, and the Raiders chewing them apart at the moment. Far side it goes. That is, let's see here. Isabella Varden has checked in the game here for the Raiders. So Coach Schneider likes to go deep down the lane. Macy Mishka is knocked down. It goes out of bounds. Mishka down the lane tripped, and I think it hit off one of the legs of the Wildcats on the way out. 5:16 to go. Raiders looking to tie or take a lead with a three. Raiders took a timeout at 8:42, trailing 19-9. So in the better parts of 3 minutes, they've cut it to two and looking to get back to even. Free throw line jumper, Mishka off the back iron, no good. Well, Macy had a good look at it. Rebound of the Wildcats. Up the far side comes Isabella Kaiser, and we're going to get a blocking foul with you. Jeff Schneider imploring. Let's see who's going to get the foul here.
Number three, Love
to just stand straight up, but instead kept moving her feet. All right, 5:04 to go. And Edgar's ball here. They'll inbound in front of the Marathon bench. Raiders overcome a slow start here. Ball is loose on the floor, but Edgar able to scoop it up there with Mellenberger. Mellenberger dribbles out of trouble, hands it off to Brandy Halverson. Halverson back to Mellenberger. And I think Varden going to get a touch foul here. So it will whistle her, her first. Fourth team foul here against the Red Raiders. Excuse me, 15 foul against the Raiders. Miley Helke is going to check back in the lineup here for the Raiders. Good minutes here for Danica Pashek. And Edgar now will inbound the ball. 4:54 to go in the first half. And Edgar hems it in along the sideline. They work it around. Pass to the near side to Mellenberger. Her jumper's up and good. Chloe Mellenberger with her second bucket of the night. And Edgar stops the bleeding momentarily here. Helke, kind of a lazy pass, but Schneider, bails her out. Now on the far side, this is Addie Malepski is checked in here for the Raiders. Top of the key, Mishka gives up her dribble at the free throw line to Maven Schneider. Schneider looking inside, back to Mishka on the near side. One play catch, Schneider had an open three, passed it up, and defense came. Now Schneider dishes far corner. Mishka elevates, splits, and we'll get a foul. A reach in here. I think it's going to go against Isabella Kaiser. 4:12 to go, first half. Yep. So Isabella Kaiser with her second. 15 foul. And the Raiders will inbound underneath their own bucket here with Maven Schneider. Schneider into the near corner to Malepski. To Miley Helke. Right back near side, Malepski. Big brace on her right knee. Behind the arc, near side, goes inside Mishka. Splits two defenders, goes to the ground. Schneider, open three, got it. Oh, no, off the rim, no good. Off the side, Miley Helke, a good job battling to keep the rebound alive, and the Raiders will reset. Free throw line, Schneider had a jumper, didn't take it. Now she'll spin free and come to the lane, scoops it up and in. Maven Schneider with 6 points here for the Raiders. Back to within two, 21-19. 3:40 to go. See, the way Raiders can wear the Wildcats down here. That's what Jeff Schneider's message was in the pregame show. Knew they're going to come out fast and physical on defense, and that's what they've done. Now stripped loose, and the Raiders force a turnover. Third turnover of the game against the Wildcats. Malepski pushes it up, has it tipped away, and she'll just let it go out of bounds. Nope. Macy Mishka will have it rolled to her, so she'll hang on to it. Mishka now gives it up to Maven Schneider. Top of the key, Malepski. Tried to set for a jumper instead. Down in the near corner. Too strong for Helke. It'll go out of bounds. So the Raiders at their seventh turnover of the half. 3:08 to go here in the first half. Edgar with a 21-19 lead. They have led from the get-go. Scored the game's first three buckets. Had a 10-point lead at one point. But the Raiders have come scratching and clawing back here. 3:08 to go. 21-19 Edgar. Wildcats inbound into the hands of Halverson. Halverson leaves it for Borkert, and she traveled to the basketball. Oh, boy. Right in front of the Edgar bench. A lot of head shaking going on there at the minute. So strong start for the Wildcats. A strong finish here trying to get the Raiders going. Pakatong has checked back in here. Emma Love back in there as well for the Raiders. Sapinski in there as well. Starting five out there for the Raiders. They trail 21-19. Clock ticks under 3 minutes to go. First half. Emma Love with the basketball in the far corner. Goes to the dribble. Out of treble. Helke. Boy, telegraph that pass. And Helke shielded with the body. Now back to Love. And it'll go out of bounds. Oh, boy. Almost turned it over once. Restored order and then turned it over. So, eighth turnover of the half for the Red Raiders, who trail by two with 2:46 to go here in the first half. All right, Edgar with the basketball. Brandy Halverson out high. This is Addison Trewicki has checked in. Trewicki down the lane. Applebeck back to Trewicki. Trewicki, spin move, lost it on the way through. Pakatong alert, hands here, had the basketball. We're going to say jump ball, and it'll stay with Edgar. Boy, that's great hustle there by Chen Pakatong to just get a hand on it on the way through and then able to secure possession and tie it up at least to flip the possession arrow here. And Edgar with it now down the lane. Halverson to the far corner to Kinetter. Kinetter back to Halverson. No reset. Raiders here. Look, they've flipped to a little 2-3 zone here in the lane. Emma Love strips it away. Fifth turnover of the half, forced by the Raiders. 2 minutes to go. Raiders looking to tie or take a lead with a three. Kyla Heise dribbles it to the top of the key. Swings it ahead. Oh, alert defense here by the Wildcats. Forced a turnover. Back the other way. A layup, ditching defenders. Left it short. Got her own rebound. Shot up, no good in the foul. That's a heck of a hustle there by Emery Borkert, who forced the turnover. Came in, took a couple of cracks at a bucket, but ends up being fouled here by Kyla Heise, her first 16 foul against the Red Raiders. 16 fouls for Marathon, 5 for the Wildcats. And it is Emery Borkert to the lineup, free throw line, excuse me. And she hits it, so she's one of three so far tonight from the stripe. And the Edgar lead is 22-19. Second one on the way is good. 23-19. Sapinski ahead to Pakatong across half court. She gets by three, goes baseline, trying to weave it in there to Emma Love, but Helke's got to come around. Helke getting herself free, dishes wide open. Now far corner it goes. Kyla Heise inside to Emma Love. We're going to get a whistle, and what kind of foul we got here? I think it's Edgar inside again. And I think it is Kendall Applebeck. That will her second 16 foul. And Marathon will inbound here. A minute 29 to go. 23-19. Edgar's the lead. Oh, Emma Love was wide open over them, the bucket, and they didn't see her. Literally right in front of her. All right, Kyla Heise now wraps it inside. Helke, triple team comes. Shot up, no good. Got her own rebound. Put back, no good. Can she get a third chance? No, she hits the ground hard, and look out. Kyla Heise, is she all right? Yep, back up. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. And I think they're going to call Kyla Heise on a foul.
Number four, second team seven.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. So Heise with her second. Or excuse me, it's Heise. Yeah, it's Helke. It's going to get the second. Danica Pasha going to check in here with a minute 16 to go. And Miley Helke going to sit down. Excuse me. Yeah, it is Helke that's going around. She is. She's angry. Put it best. All right, Addison Trewicki at the free throw line. Free throw line no good. Emma Love with a good box out there. And the Raiders with the basketball. They trail 23-19 in the late first half. Pakatong, far side. Couple of head fakes from Sapinski. Back near side, Kyla Heise inside Pasha. Got it up, layup, no good. Batted it around, couldn't get the rebound, but now the Raiders do as it comes free to Kyla Heise. Pakatong in, trying to get away and getting knocked around here. Straight up in the air it goes, and what do we have? It's going to be Edgar basketball. My goodness. Chen Pakatong pinballed around inside. That's going to be the 10th turnover of the half here against the Raiders. 48 seconds to go in the half. Edgar with the basketball in a 23-19 lead. Long outlet pass ahead to Halverson. Did she step out of bounds? No, knocked out of bounds, they'll say. And it'll stay with Edgar with 42 seconds to go. Coming up the half, our Marathon Athletic Booster Club statistics. We'll get you the activities calendar as well. All right, inbound to Halverson quickly. She'll dribble, trying to split, and scoops it up, left it short. Danica Pashuk with the rebound. Good rebound there, but a pass ahead is thrown out of bounds. Oh, the Raiders just mentally here struggling. Fortunately, you're within four here. 31 seconds to go. You've whittled away what was a 10-point lead. All right, midcourt here. Edgar will inbound here after the 11th turnover, the half by the Raiders. Brandi Halverson across half court for Edgar. Quickly to Applebeck in the far corner. Let's see. This is Georgia Knetter that's checked in here. Knetter inside, stolen away. Read well by Emma Love. She'll get it to Pakatong. Back the other way. Sets it up. 13 seconds to go. Pashuk. Far corner now. Inside they go. Force it to Love underneath. Basket no good. Got her own foul. Follow up and a putback is good by Emma Love. And final seconds will tick off. That'll do it. One half in the books. The Raiders have whittled down a 10-point lead to just two at the half. 23-21, Edgar is the lead. We'll come back with our Marathon Athletic Booster Club activities and activities calendar and statistics here coming up. Edgar leading Marathon 23-21 at the half here on 98.9 WXCO.
Parts City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back here at Edgar, we are at the half. Edgar leading the Marathon girls 23-21. Very spirited first half. Edgar took a 6-0 lead and stretched it to 10 at one point, but the Raiders clawed back here with an 8-0 run here at one point to get back in it and trailed by just 23-21. All right, Marathon Athletic Club wants you to know about this. These events taking place this week at your Marathon schools. Tomorrow, JV2 girls basketball at Northland Lutheran at 5:45. Boys basketball will be right here back at Edgar, 5:45 for the JVs, 7:15 for the varsity. Saturday, 5th and 6th grade basketball at Marathon High School at 9 a.m., girls at 1 p.m. Monday, 6th through 8th grade wrestling at Antigo at 4:15, girls basketball, 7th and 8th grade Newman, that game at St. Anne's at 4:30, JV2 at Wisconsin Rapids at 5:45. Boys basketball hosting Mozenee, JV2. That game at 5:45 at the Wellness Center. JV against Mozenee at 5:45. JV3 against Mozenee in the Wellness Center as well at 7:15. And the varsity game here on WXCO with Chad Holmes at 7 o'clock. Tip at 7:15. Next week, Tuesday, the girls host Stratford. We'll have that broadcast for you starting at 7 o'clock. Marathon Athletic Club supports Marathon student athletes and their activities. For more information, check out the Marathon Athletic Booster Club on Facebook. All right, here's our first half numbers for the Edgar Wildcats. 9 of 21 from the floor, from two-point range, 0 of 4 from three-point range. So that's 9 of 25, 36% shooting. They shot 3 of 5 from the free throw line and committed 6 turnovers. 7 points for Emery Borkert, 6 points for Savannah Kepke, and a bucket for 2 points each for Isabella Kaiser, Addison Chorwicki. I take that back, Chloe Mellenberger with 4 points, and then a bucket for 2 points each for Kendall Applebeck, for Addison Chorwicki, and for Isabella Kaiser. 23 first half points. Foul wise, Kaiser has 2, Kendall Applebeck has 2 as well. For the Red Raiders of Marathon, 8 of 21 from the shooting range, 2-point range that is, 1 of 2 from 3-point range, 9 of 23, 39.1% shooting in the first half. Raiders were 2 of 2 from the free throw line and committed 11 turnovers. Did a much better job with the ball down the stretch in the half. Scoring-wise, 7 for Emma Love, 6 for Maven Schneider, 4 for Miley Helke, and a bucket, 2 free throws for Caitlin Love, and a bucket for 2 points for Macy Mishka. 23-21 is our halftime score with the Red Raiders trailing Edgar, and I believe it's going to be Marathon basketball when we begin the second half here from Marathon. Again, our halftime athletic calendar and statistics brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Booster Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. For more information, check out the Marathon Athletic Club on Facebook. We'll take a break, come back, second half action. Marathon trailing at 23-21. Here on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
At People's State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with People's, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely People's approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons Screen Printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.